Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light, Atlanta, 3 p.m., 12 p.m. here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat is always BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Definitely a beautiful, beautiful day here, Wednesday, midweek here in San Diego, as always. It's so funny, I was just on the phone earlier with a friend saying, you know, they just moved here from New York. They're like, wow, I guess the song is just so, so true of how it never rains here, because it's absolutely true. We do get rain, it'd be a little shower, a pass through, but, you know, I try to tell them, like, yes, it's true, but you come to Atlanta, you will be getting tons of storms. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, a lot of people that come from the East Coast to come here, they're just shocked at how beautiful the weather is, because it is absolutely, absolutely a beauty. Well, you guys know that, you know, it's that time of the year, 100 Black Men of Atlanta, Classic Week game up and coming. The game is scheduled September 24th, 2011. So be sure to pick up your tickets, everyone, and support a good cause for Project Success. As you guys know, that is a great, great program that the 100 Black Men in Atlanta has implemented in to inner city youth, ensuring that they can get a college education for higher learning and, going forth in their life for, you know, their purpose. So definitely you guys go out and get your tickets. Tickets range from $10 to $40. Me, myself, and BGE will be out there, of course. Great support of what they do and that nonprofit organization. So get your tickets, everyone. You can go to www.atlantafootballclassic.com. And like I said, we will be out there also in support of the 100 Black Men and just definitely, definitely in support of the project success also. So before I get to my show today, I have to just say something really funny because I have been getting yelled at, like, I mean, serious, like drill sergeant style. As you guys all know, I was out at the MCRD San Diego out with those Marines, Captain, and I'm going to spell it because he has been yelling at me because I reviewed the last show that I had and I spoke highly of them, but he yelled at me. He went off on me because I said his name wrong. You can't blame him. What a Marine, right? So I'm going to spell it out to you, Captain, A-N-K-R-A-H, because I'm still not going to say it because I'll probably get it wrong, but I just had to say that to you. But big, big, big ups to you guys and over there at the franchise team. I love you guys always, and it was just a blast hanging out with you guys, and you guys are doing great things. So I just wanted to say that to Captain, A-N-K-R-A-H. So have a great one, you guys, and it was just awesome. I look forward to hanging out with you guys again. Okay, everyone, it is that time, and I hope you all have your notepads ready with your pen, because my next guest and I will be discussing a very, very unanswered and a highly speak one question, actually, questions that I get a lot of in these times, and that is business credit. Building and maintaining. So please, please, another working diva by far, welcome Michelle Sherman with Platinum Credit Solutions. Pleasure to have you, Michelle.
Thanks, Felicia. I'm glad to be here.
Well, as you guys know, Michelle is definitely a business owner, entrepreneur herself, and she has took it upon herself to build this this empire that she has built. And what makes it unique is that, as all of us, even myself, are building my businesses, you learn from experience. So this is something Michelle will be sharing with you all, and especially when it comes to the business credit, which is a very untapped niche right now. I mean, we all talk about the personal credit, but there's a lot of leverage when it comes to business credit. So, Michelle, could you tell everyone who you are and how this business credit and how you are helping, you know, these business owners to get that credit in shape to be able to leverage that to grow their business?
Yes. Once again, my name is Michelle J. Sherman. I'm the owner and founder of Platinum Credit Solutions. I've been doing what I do over 13 years now, and that is to help consumers get business credit. What is happening is that a lot of businesses, they hold business credit, but the banking institutions don't report their payment history to Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax, unless they're 60 days past due. So it may appear that a business does not have business credit when they really do. It's just not reporting on their business credit. And so what we do is we assist with that. And
So, I mean, what does someone have to do to get that? Okay, do they, you know, they create their business entity, and then from there they go in. It's like, what, $500 to go get your Dun & Bradstreet number or something like that, right? And then from there, what's the process that they need to take in getting that established?
Well, to get business credit, you have to have 2 years of business tax returns, a business license. And currently right now, they pretty much what the banking institutions are allowing is for them to borrow only up to 10 to 15% of their annual revenue. So it's imperative that business owners have business accounts as well, because they do look at that as a form to help them determine their credit worthiness. So once again, they look at their business accounts and they take an assessment from that, and like I said, they have to be in business for at least 2 years. It's easier for them to get a business credit card as opposed to right now actually getting a business loan. What some banking institutions are requiring is that they at least apply for a secured loan, which means, you know, they're using their own money. And they said that looks a lot better on their business credit.
Definitely. Now, you also work on the personal side, but the focus today is definitely on the business side. And, you know, as you know, everyone knows that I am also, you know, a distributor for NCES, and it's a huge niche right now. Now, you have some guarantees. I'm not sure if this is on the business side also, but you can guarantee, or your company can guarantee, to get the credit score to mid-600 to 700. Does that apply to the business side also?
Well, with a business credit, what we do is we submit their information to D&B, and we help them to get a DUNS number and help them to establish trade lines for their business, because, once again, you may have a certain business credit card, but that business banking institution may not report you to D&B, Experian, or Equifax. So we do help with that, and we guarantee that we can get you a Paydex score of an 80. An 80 is equivalent to like a 750 credit score on your personal credit. And it's a combination with D&B. What they want is like your financials, your projection, your history of how long you've been in business, if you have any officers, your background. So they have about five different components where they can accumulate and bring everything together to, of course, have their system kick out and give you a Paydex score of an 80. So we do assist with that.
Okay. Now, you guys, now, you know, a question that I want to address for all to hear, because it's a very important question, I feel as though, is can derogatory business debt appear on your personal credit report? And if it does, do you guys offer the service where you guys can kind of work as a combo between the business and the personal to ensure that score is at a number that it would be great leverage for the company?
Yes. Negative business credit can appear on your personal credit. However, it depends on how you fill out the application when you originally sign up for the business credit, whatever it is that you're signing for. Now, if you fill out the business application using your EIN, which is your employee identification number, then the creditor won't actually have access to your personal Social Security number, so they would, in fact, report your derogatory information to D&B, Experian, and Equifax on the business side. However, it does not prevent them from coming after you. Another example where it may not appear on your business credit is if you, I've seen it where some people have signed as a personal grantor and actually use their Social Security number, but they would put the word for on the line, which means that they're not actually guaranteeing the debt. Now, if you sign as a personal guarantor as doing business as and you provide your personal Social Security number, then yes, the banking institution can, in fact, put it on your personal credit. Yes, we do assist with your personal credit and to removing that information for you as well as on the business side.
Now, let me just say this. I want to just push back to the testimony you told me on how you came about this, because it's happening. It is what happens a lot, and it is still happening, and it's good for especially college kids, you know, these aspiring entrepreneurs to hear. But just tell a little bit about your testimony on what drove you or passion to do this to help others.
Well, and it goes back to a project that I'm working on currently with a former high school that I went to, which was Castlemont in Oakland. I'm working with the principal there, Michael Scott. I want to teach the graduating seniors about economic literacy. For myself personally, when I first went to college, myself and a couple of friends of mine, we applied for every credit card there was on campus. They gave away a free T-shirt, a pen to fill out the application, and they said, you know, you will automatically be approved for about $500 or $1,000. And so we really didn't know the importance of credit and those type of things at that time. And so we went for it. And unfortunately, a couple of people that I went to school with, they had to drop out and take on a second job because they were not able to pay for their debt. And so if I can prevent that from happening to someone else's kids or to a lot of the kids around, that's my mission, and that's what I want to do.
Definitely. Well, on your site, and I'm just going to touch on the personal side a little. With NCES, you know, the cost is a lot cheaper. But you know, there may be, you know, things that maybe, you know, NCES is not doing that you guys are, and I kind of want to let that stand out too, because like you said, personal and business credit, it can tie in together. Now, on your services of your consumer side, your personal side, how are you guys operating on that and assisting the clients to ensure they have that credit score? And then what are some of the charges or the fees that this applies to with your clients?
We help the clients understand the importance of credit and how to maintain it. We help with foreclosures. We help with bankruptcies, collection accounts. For example, collection agencies, they need to prove that they have ownership of the debt. And unfortunately, what has happened with a lot of the consumers is that the collection agencies may already place the items on a person's credit, and then they may contact them after the fact. But they need to validate the debt before they put it on their credit, and then also show that they have ownership. You very seldom see it where a collection agency in New Jersey would send someone in California a letter. Do they have ownership? There are a lot of collection agencies here in California that could be eligible to collect on that debt. A lot of times, often, is that they sell your Social Security number, which is a violation of the Social Security Administration. So it's just a lot of different things that we know that helps us to aid in having information removed from a person's credit. And then also, we don't want you to verify. You need to investigate. Investigate, ascertain the matter, and prove that this is this client's debt. Yes, their name may be Michelle, but, it could have been a reverse of a social, or your file could have been merged to someone else. So that's why it's important for the consumers to check their credit report at least once a year. So the fees vary. It depends on what a person may have on their credit report. And then hard-hit inquiries, we remove those. Hard-hit inquiries are worth anywhere from 2 to 25 points. If you get enough of those, they can hurt your credit score as much as a collection account can.
Right. And what is your turnaround?
Normally, the shortest it has taken us to help someone with their credit has been 1 week, and the longest it has taken has been about a year. However, they do get results within 45 days or less. And once again, it depends on what they have on their credit. Now, the flip side of that, there was a client who came and she had 50 negative accounts. And we don't guarantee that we would expunge every negative account from your credit. But with her, everything did come off, and it came off in 3 months. So results may vary.
Yeah, just depending on the client. Now, there's something new this year, kind of new to me too, but it's called the Medical Debt Responsibility Act of 2011. What is that, and how can that help business owners?
It's a bill that's in its first step of the legislation process. It will require medical debts of less than $2,500 to be removed from a person's credit report in 45 days after the debt has been paid or settled. Currently, a single medical collection account can lower your credit score as 100 points. And under the FCRA, the Federal Credit Reporting Act, this information can report it on your credit even after you pay it for up to 7 years. So this could be a good bill if it passes, not just for business owners, but for anyone. Business owners, some of them may not have insurance or may have limited insurance, and then those of us who do have insurance, sometime the bill could have been an oversight or the bill could have been paid by our health insurance, and then unfortunately the collection agency just went ahead and placed their account on your credit. So now if you pay it, it will be removed within 45 days if you pay it or if you make a settlement on the account, whereas now, regardless if you pay it or not, it's still going to stay there for 7 years.
Right. Okay. I think we have a few callers on the line. Let's take a call. Caller, are you there? 0414?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I was listening to your show, and I just want to call in that I've used their services out here in Arizona. She's pretty much exactly what happened. I didn't believe it at first. I was a little skeptical, and she did it for someone else. I said, well, I'll take a chance, but it really works.
Wow, what a testimony. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that information.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle, we got another caller on here. Hello, caller 0429. How are you? Welcome to Bill Grown Enjoy. Are you there, caller? There's another one, Michelle.
Okay.
Hi, caller 8613. How are you? Welcome to Bill Grown Enjoy. I think I lost it too. That's just awesome, Michelle. You know, the testimony of your people, you know, someone calling in, that's just absolutely awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and I don't know these two callers. They're still in the queue. Maybe they're just listening in and they're shy. What you think?
I don't know.
They're probably like, I ain't saying no. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, Bill Grow and Enjoy, WIGO, The Light, building and maintaining your business credit with Platinum Solutions speaking with Michelle Sherman, owner of Platinum Solutions, and she is speaking about some of the questions that many of you had about business credit, and just some of the areas that a lot question when it comes to building business credit, which is a niche right now in addition to personal credit due to the economy and a lot of people having to start over. Not just that, a lot of people have lost their jobs, so a lot of people want to get in business for themselves and sometimes need that extra capital to build and grow their business. And without the credit to go to the banks, we're unable to do so. So I just think Michelle is just an awesome, awesome resource. And just absolutely honored to have her on the air to speak about this this market. So, Michelle, is there any additional information you'd like to share that maybe we have not touched on that you would like the listening audience to hear?
I was hoping that maybe they would have some questions because, you know, I know different things, but I may not actually know what it is they may have some concerns about. I guess in starting a business, you want to really make sure that you have a great support system and that you definitely know how to network. One obstacle that I had in starting my business is that everyone would come to me and utilize me as a resource, and unfortunately, I really didn't have anyone to go to. So, being that I've been in business for as long as I have people that are encouraging, that are doing not the same thing that I'm doing, but we do have the same goals and different things of that nature. So that's very important. And networking, you know, just finding people that are good CPAs, attorneys, those type of people are really good to network with. And, you know, they always can refer you to someone else to help out. And even with what I do, I know of other people who do what I do as well. And so there is no competition, but they may just know something that I don't know and vice versa. So an obstacle for me starting my business was just networking, just really trying to get to know people and trusting people as well.
Yes. I definitely have to say that. That's a big thing in business, just trusting everyone, trusting people, because everyone, is, especially now, is just out for themselves. And I can agree with you more when you say your network of people and your resources. That's very powerful because those are the people that are going to get you to the point where, you know, you want to be with your business. Now, Michelle, let everyone know how they can contact you, your contact information, how they can reach out to you to get more information about your services.
They can reach me through the website, which is the company name, Platinum Credit Solutions. However, the website is myplatinumcreditsolutions.com. They can send information through there. Also, they can send questions through there. So if anyone's listening and unfortunately they weren't able to ask a question, they can definitely submit a question through the website. I'm also on Facebook. We have a fan page on Facebook, which is Platinum Credit Solutions. They can, you know, by all means, ask a question there as well.
I got a question from a listener. They're asking about the cost of your services. What are some of the costs associated with your services?
For example, if someone has a foreclosure, we charge $800 to remove a foreclosure off all three credit reports.
Okay. So it's just based off of each individual case and what the needs are.
Precisely.
Okay, gotcha. And I think that we still got about a few more minutes. Got another caller in. I'm going to take it for you. Here's a question. Hi, welcome to Bill Grown and Joy, caller 2919. How are you? Shall I guess those are one of those? I ain't none.
Go ahead and submit through the website.
Yeah, they can just come on, you know, for those of you that are calling in and not speaking, you can go to BillGrowandJoy.com. You can just email Michelle directly. She is a member and within the community if you're too shy to speak. Or you can go to her site and contact her directly. So is there anything else you would like to share, Michelle?
Three things for me that I would just like to share. And one would be, besides having biblical faith, like I mentioned before, you have to surround yourself with individuals that would encourage and not discourage you. Another thing that I always convey to people that you need to know how to negotiate. Whether you have good credit, not so good credit, or challenging credit, you still need to know how to negotiate on those interest rates because it's pure profit. You know, I've seen it where some individuals may have had not so good credit and they may have went to purchase a vehicle or whatever the situation is, a credit card, and the interest rates are astronomical. And I just want them to feel confident just to know, yeah, your credit may be challenging, but you still don't have to pay those high interest rates. You still can negotiate and get those lower. And another thing I always like to mention is that people need to run their own race, you know, and not compare themselves to anyone else. Just because someone has gone through what you're going through doesn't mean that you're going to get the same results as they did. It could be your season. One example I always like to convey to people is the example of the egg, the carrot, and the boiling hot water. And with that being said, is that you can have something as soft, which is an egg, and put it through some boiling hot water. And once it goes through the boiling hot water, you have a hard-boiled egg. So the egg was originally soft, and once it went through the boiling hot water, it turned hard. You can have a carrot, which is something that is hard, and once you put the carrot through that same boiling hot water, it becomes soft. Put simply, you can have two different people going through the same situation and get different results. And
just know, I couldn't agree with you more.
Right. So bad credit happens to good people. So if you need help, give us a call today.
Right. Definitely, definitely. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the air today, Michelle. You know, just absolutely a blessing to have you. And you have my continued support to you and your business, helping to establish and grow the community. So my many, many blessings to you and your business.
Thank you, Kalicia. Same to you.
Well, there you guys have it, Platinum Credit Solutions. Michelle Sherman, my PlatinumCreditSolutions.com, 1-800-983-4950. Also on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, contact Michelle directly on the BGE site. All her information is in the featured guest group, and you can just contact her directly. You callers that don't want to speak, as I see you guys in the queue. I mean, Michelle, there's so many of them, they're just not talking.
Well, that's
but
fine.
You guys can go on the BillGrowAndEnjoy.com site. I'm putting everybody on blast today.
They know how to
reach. It's so funny.
They're supporting.
But you guys can go on the BillGrowAndEnjoy.com and just email Michelle directly. Absolutely a great, great person to have in your network. As I always say to you guys, you know, your network is your net worth, and she is definitely a person that you should consult with when it comes to your business credit. So that concludes our show today, the BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, WIGO 1570, The Light. So thank you for tuning in, my listeners. Thank you for all the calls that's coming in. The movement is alive. It is just crazy how this is just taking off and just rapidly growing. So you guys are you know, all my listeners and everyone that's out there globally, you know, this is something that we are trying to pull together to build our communities and help get everyone back on track. So it's up to us, and it's like they say, if it's to be, it's up to me. So just continue tuning in, and let's just pull it together and keep this movement alive, everyone. So it is Wednesday in NCES, free credit education, call at 7:30 p.m. More information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Click the NCS banner. Monday, same time, same place, 3 p.m., BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Really, really excited about this super working diva that's going to be coming on Entrepreneur Talk, Miami's very own Izzy Bell Boutique. This woman is doing it. She is hot, everybody. So have a great rest of your week, everybody, and always remember, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.